Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman appears to have the situation on the planet Apollo well in hand, only to find that he has virtually leaped from the frying pan into the fire.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, time's running out. Today's the very last day I'll be telling you how to get one of those slick-looking Superman Crusader rings. So if you haven't sent for your ring, you better get busy right away, because thousands of fellows and girls have already written in, and you wouldn't want to miss out, believe me. You'll want to be identified as a Superman Crusader, too, and wear this symbol of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. And will you like the looks of this ring? It's terrific, made of sturdy, silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Superman's picture stands out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain on the side. Strips. Done up in full comic strip colors, too. Look mighty sharp pinned on your jacket or your dress or beanie cap. And how do you get these new Pep comic buttons? Why, it's easy. Just ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep and look inside the package for your prize. That's right, a button in each package. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to stock up on the Sunshine Cereal Kellogg's Pep. The whole wheat flakes with a catchy, sunny flavor that makes breakfast so much fun and so good for you, too. That's it, gang, for a sunshine breakfast dish and for exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Unable to preserve his strength on the doomed planet Apollo, where he had come in an effort to save the inhabitants from destruction, Superman was forced to return to Earth to consult with Dr. John Millison, the famous scientist. Millison analyzed a sample of the atmosphere of Apollo Superman had brought back with him and discovered that it contained a high content of krypton gas, which accounted for Superman's loss of strength. He was about to discuss a device which he believed would sustain the Man of Steel on Apollo for a limited time when he received a phone call from the observatory on Mount Arthur. After listening for a moment, Dr. Millison replaced the phone. And as we continue now, he turns and says solemnly,
I'm afraid you'll never return to the planet Apollo, Superman.
Kenny! I must get through, but my strength is going. Got to get back to Earth. Find out how to save people on Apollo. Away! There. Made a little headway that time. I can't stand this much longer. Once more. Away from the terrible rain. Away! I gained a little more. Away! Away!
Desperately, with every ounce of strength and will in his powerful body, Superman fights as he has never fought before, against the merciless rays of the sun, which make even man's newly discovered atomic power seem puny. Battling for each yard of progress, he continues a little more. Then he girds himself for a final effort in this titanic struggle for his existence. Hours later, in Editor Perry White's office in the Metropolis Daily Planet, the gray-haired editor and cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, both swallowing hard to control their emotions, regard the galley proof of page one for the next edition, on which, across three columns bordered in a heavy black margin, is a photograph of Clark Kent, whose identity as Superman is unknown to his friends.
A great reporter who gave his life to aid humanity. That's a swell caption, Mr. White.
Oh, thanks. I wrote it myself. I wrote the story about Kent, too. Did you read it, Jim?
Uh-huh. Gee, Mr. Kent gone. I can't realize I'll never see him again.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to that.
And Superman. We'll never see him again, either. Or have him to help us out of jams.
That's a terrible blow, Jim.
Are you sure there's no hope for them?
Of course, and so is Dr. Millison. They've been gone for 10 days now, and Superman said if he and Kent weren't back within 3 days, we'd know they'd been lost.
I know, but why do they have to take Mr. Kent along? He isn't a Superman.
Well, I guess Kent saw a chance to get the biggest story of the age and to learn things which would be of great value to us on Earth, so he insisted on going along. He was a great reporter.
Yeah, and a great guy. Gosh, Chief, I...
Now, Jim, don't blubber. Kent wouldn't want you to.
I'm not.
But you're right, Jim. Come quick, hurry up.
Huh? Well, what's the matter with you, Beanie?
Creepers, don't stop to ask questions. Come on.
Come where?
What happened,
Beanie?
Will
you please? Oh, golly, come on. Come on to Mr. Kent's office.
Huh? What's in Kent's office?
Will you please? Come on, hurry.
Look, Mr. White, at the typewriter.
Good
you
God.
You see? It's a ghost.
Ghost, my eye. Kent, now what in the name of... Okay, there, that's done. Now, if I don't get back from the next trip, the whole story of Apollo is right here, Chief.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Kent, I'm so glad to see you. I don't know what to do.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to see you, too.
No, never mind that. Now, you start talking, Kent, before I blow my top.
I'm sorry, Chief, but I'm not up to talking right now.
You're not up to it, but...
I'm worried, and I'm more tired than I ever was in my life. The sun almost finished me.
The sun?
Yes, the direct rays of the sun in space. I fought for hours as I never fought before. But more,
you fought against the sun. In space? Oh, what are you talking about?
He's confused, Chief.
Yes, that's right, Jim. I mean, Superman did.
Well, where is Superman now?
Oh, he's around.
Around where? I don't see him.
Don't be silly, Beanie.
Well, he's waiting for the same thing I am, a call from Dr. Millicent. He said he'd call the moment he finished analyzing the sample of atmosphere I brought back from Apollo and devised a means for me to keep my strength up there.
Keep your strength?
I want to go back to the planet at once. And if I don't come back this time, well, I've written the whole story of Apollo for you and for everyone else on Earth.
But why do you have to go back to Apollo?
Jim, there are millions of people up there.
There are.
And unless I find some way to act, and act very quickly, they'll all perish. Every second counts. Maybe that's Millicent now.
No, wait, Kent.
Hello? Clark Kent speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Dr. Millicent. What's the good word?
Oh, boy, so much has happened in the last few minutes. My
you
head's
did, huh?
Going round
hey,
and
no,
round.
I'm going
you...
round and round.
I'm going wacky.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, of course. I'll be right over. I'll contact Superman and tell him you want to see him at once. Right, Doctor. So long. Well, here I go again.
Now, wait, Kent.
Where are you going, Mr. Kent?
Back to the planet Apollo, I hope.
You wallaker.
But, Mr. Kent...
No, wait. You can't just
I'm
walk
sorry, but I place. Can't delay a moment. The story I wrote will tell you everything. Read it. So long.
Kent said you were ready to see me, Dr. Millicent.
Yes, Superman. I've analyzed the sample of air you brought from Apollo, and I know why you lost your strength up there.
You do? Why?
Because the atmosphere on Apollo consists of more than 20% krypton gas.
Krypton gas?
Yes. Anyone else on Earth exposed to an atmosphere with such a low oxygen and nitrogen content and so high a krypton content would die almost at once.
I see.
People in Apollo must have a slightly different lung structure from ours.
Uh-huh.
Probably a different body chemistry in general.
Well, then they couldn't exist on Earth, in our atmosphere.
Oh, not possibly.
Uh-oh.
And no one from Earth, except you, could have existed for so long a time on Apollo.
Well, even I practically ceased to exist until I managed to set their lake of sacred oil on fire. That restored my strength. How do you account for that, Doctor?
There's obviously some element in the oil which, when burned, added the required oxygen and nitrogen to the air which you needed.
I see. Well, tell me, can you devise something for me, a tank or something I can carry which will serve the same purpose as the burning oil and allow me to keep my strength on Apollo?
Yes, I think I can, but, well, it won't last for a great length of time, of course.
It's only got to last long enough for me to save the Apollonians. Hey, but wait, Doctor. I had in mind the use of rocket ships to take the people away, but... You say they won't be able to exist on Earth.
No, they won't.
Well, then how can I save them?
I have another plan to save the people on Apollo and their planet as well.
You have?
Yes, it's just possible that you can accomplish it.
What?
But it'll be tremendously difficult and risky, too.
Never mind how difficult and risky it is. There are human beings up there, millions of them. And two of them risk their lives for me. I'll do anything possible I can to save them. Anything.
All right, Superman. Here's the outline. Excuse me. Dr. Millicent speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Dr. Bloomfield. Now, listen, I have news for you. Superman's here, and he agrees to...
What?
What's that? Great heavens, when?
What happened, Doctor?
I see, yes, I'll tell him. Well, this is a great shock. Goodbye.
Dr. Millicent, you've turned so pale. What's happened?
You won't have to go back to Apollo now, Superman.
What do you mean?
It's too late.
What?
Too late to do anything for Apollo now.
Alarmed, Superman stares at Dr. Millicent, from whose worried face all color has drained. What does the scientist mean? We'll know in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, I've been practically bursting with news all weekend. I could hardly wait to tell you today about that brand new series of comic buttons Kellogg Pep is putting out for you. Because I knew you'd be excited about it, too. Think of it, 18 new and different funny paper characters to collect and to wear on your jacket or your dress or cap. and to swap duplicates with your pals. That's fun that lasts and lasts. And believe me, these new comic buttons are really something to see. The colors are so bright and sharp, and the pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are so real that, well, you'd know them anywhere. Take Barney Google, for instance, with his derby hat and his button nose. Or BZ from Haroldine. He's kind of on the tubby side, isn't he? Or Superman himself, so powerful and good-looking. Yes, every one of these new pet comic buttons is an eye-catcher, believe me. And the best part is, they're so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you find one of these exciting prizes in every package of Kellogg's Pep. That's the sunshine cereal, you know. Crisp golden flakes of good whole wheat that are loaded with catchy, sunny flavor. For a nifty dish for breakfast and for nifty prizes, tell Mom you want P-E-P. Kellogg's Pep.
In his laboratory, Dr. John Millison, world-famous scientist, has just startled Superman by saying...
Back to Apollo now, Superman. It's too late. Too late to help the unfortunate people on that doomed planet now.
What do you mean, Doctor? Why?
That was Dr. Bloomfield who just called. He's in the observatory at Mount Arthur.
Yes?
He tells me that a little over an hour ago, the planet Apollo passed completely out of view of our telescope.
Superman fights on. Fights against the immense power of the sun for his life. And for the lives of the helpless human beings on Apollo, whose only hope lies with him. Who will conquer? Superman? For the vast unmeasured powers in space. Don't miss Monday's thrilling and surprising episode, fellows and girls. Be sure to tune in again on Monday. Same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Today, gang, we'd like to salute that swell organization, the Campfire Girls, in its 34th year. Regardless of race, color, or creed, the Campfire Girls offer a program of planned leisure time to girls from 7 to 18. And now, during their current membership march, there's a chance for every girl to join this group, which means fun and friendships to so many. So, to join up, you get in touch with the nearest office of the Campfire Girls. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in...